I'm Dave Baker.
And I'm Spandrew Spice.
Welcome to Deep Cuts, the podcast where we pick a topic and walk you through the ins, the outs, and the nitty-gritty so you can appear like an interesting and idiosyncratic person at your next forced social function. Today's topic is...
The Noid.
What was The Noid? Well, it was a marketing campaign and mascot for Domino's Pizza in the 1980s. However, one man named Kenneth Lamar Noid thought Domino's was making fun of him specifically. Things spiraled out of control as he took a Domino's location hostage in a tense, multi-hour standoff.
Every time KFC talks about their secret blend of herbs and spices, I get really offended.
Act 1. It's all fun and games until someone pizzas too far. Created in 1986 by the advertising agency Group 243, the Noid was a mascot and sunny advertising character that appeared in campaigns and commercials for Domino's Pizza. Animated by the iconic Will Vinton Studios, the character developed a somewhat significant following thanks in part to the catchphrase, "Avoid the Noid."
Here's some news the Noid won't like. New Domino's Pan Pizza. Fresh from the oven and delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. Domino's Pan Pizza. Thick crust, generous toppings, smothered with cheese. Sorry, Noid. Call for new Domino's Pan Pizza. Nobody delivers better.
So... there's a couple things happening right in this ad campaign. One, I think most people don't realize that delivery pizza was a new thing in the 80s. I think everybody thought that, like, I think our cultural memory is just like, oh, you order pizza from a pizza place and you get it delivered. It's just like a thing that happens. But this was a new thing that Domino's specifically was spearheading, 30 minutes or less delivery.
Yeah, before Domino's launched pizza delivery in the 1980s, if you call the pizza place and we're like, hey, could you drive the pizza? If I order pizza, can you drive it to my house? They would go, no, no, I will not do that. Every single time, if you called the pizza place, they would say that to you.
And one of the things is that, like, the
you
process
just moved
of,
on
I can't,
from
I'm
that.
Just moving past it. I can't even yes and, can't even yes and it. So one of the things that they were spearheading at this time was trying to make this process as convenient as possible. So, you know, people that ordered Domino's pizza and it took longer than 30 minutes, you know, they were like, upset. So the Noid was supposed to be the annoyances of going to a restaurant, having weird traffic impeding the delivery drivers to getting to you, the accidents happening where pizza falls over and the cheese gets stuck to the lid of the box, whatever, all of those things. So the Noid was supposed to be the representation, the manifestation, the physical embodiment of all of the annoyances that come with traditionally trying to get pizza to your house. Domino's was going to just avoid all of those annoyances and they were going to just get it straight to you. Just one shot, 30 minutes or less.
They were going to avoid the Noid.
And that's where the tagline, avoid the Noid, comes from. Spandrew, you want to describe a little bit of the Noid? Like, what does he look like for somebody listening?
Yeah, well, okay, so I'll describe it, and then it's kind of dovetail off into a different conversation. But the Noid, I mean, these commercials are claymation. The Noid is, it's funny because I'm having an epiphany in real time right now, and it's not a crazy epiphany. It's just one of those things where you just didn't think about something in a particular, you just never intellectualized something and then it just hits you and it's like very obvious. But the Noid is like this little guy who is like, he's in this like red bunny rabbit suit where it's like a red full body suit and it has like a cowl. And then it's got bunny ears. And then on the front of the suit, it's got like a big N. And then his face is kind of sticking out. And I've always thought of the Noid as like a little weird bunny rabbit creature. And I'm now just realizing that it's just a guy in a costume. It's like a little dude and he's wearing like a rat. He's wearing like a rabbit. He's like wearing like rabbit pajamas with a little mask.
Because he's annoying.
And I just now realize that it's a guy and not a rabbit, like animal creature thing.
Yeah, it's funny too, because it's like, is that annoying? I don't know, I guess. Like, who came up with the idea of like, you know what's really annoying? Grown men in spandex rabbit costumes. Like, what?
Yeah, it's a strange idea. It's very asymmetric. There's no A to B of it. Of like, why is the character a guy wearing like a rabbit costume? What does that have to do with pizza or the name Noid? It's very strange. Yeah, it's like annoyed.
Yeah, the name Noid as a shortening of annoyed. I frankly didn't get that on first glance. I thought he was just some strange little creature called the Noid. But if I take a step back, it's like, okay, I can understand the marketing logic. It doesn't really communicate to the public, but I get it. I get what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know why it's a weird rabbit guy, though.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's one of those ideas that like there's no real rhyme or reason to it. It's just a thing, a weird little thing that somebody did. How it passed through and got made is very surprising, but it's just a weird little freak of an idea that somebody had, and somehow they were able to guide Domino's through this strange vision, and it actually came to fruition.
Yeah, like what's that pitch meeting like? Somebody's like, all right, so we got this idea. It's called the Noid. The what? The Noid. Oh, all right. It's supposed to be like annoying, you know? Oh. Do we really want to market people an annoying idea? Is that really what we want to do? Yeah. That's what we want to do. But he's going to be a guy. All right, that makes sense. In a weird not rabbit costume. What do you mean not rabbit costume? Well, it's going to be like a comics like spandex suit, but with giant spandex rabbit ears. Does he have rabbit ears? Is he a rabbit man? No. He just has giant spandex rabbit ears.
He's like a weird dumpy little superhero for some reason, but that also has rabbit ears.
And he's annoying? He's super annoying. No, he's not rabbit man. He's the Noid. Is he an alien? No. He's human? Yes. But he's more than human.
He looks like if he took off his costume, he'd be like a 40-year-old dude with like the like bald spot on the top of his head with just like the hair around the sides of his head. And his name is like Sal or something.
Yeah, the Noid's secret identity, Sal.
It is very strange. It's a really weird idea. The more you look at it and think about it, the weirder it gets. Because it's just like, what is this? What is happening? What is any of the internal logic of this?
And why is he a mascot for a pizza company?
Yeah, if it like the concept of the Noid, a little thing that like sows chaos, it's almost like a gremlin. In fact, it seems like it might have been inspired by gremlins, but it should be like a weird little creature. Like that would make more sense if it was a little creature that had like rabbit ears or whatever. But it's a guy wearing a rabbit superhero costume.
Do you think that this is supposed to be like descendant from the idea of like Ronald McDonald and like the Hamburglar and like the Grimace? Like, what is the Grimace? You know, like maybe they were like, we're kind of behind. Ronald McDonald's exists for like 50 years. So we're going to skip through the corporate mascot that's like name. He's a clown because children like clowns. He's supposed to be amusing to children, so he's supposed to help our business appeal to children. And then he needs a villain to fight against, the Hamburglar, who's a guy that like steals burgers. Okay. And then the like third generation of the McDonald's characters is the Grimace, because McDonald's cures sadness. So we're going to have a little purple blob that's going to be a representation of the unhappiness of humanity. But Ronald McDonald's going to befriend him and make him smile, and he's going to be happy. Okay. Those are all very weird psychological ideas that we now have all just accepted.
You've got a great point that the McDonald's characters are also very strange. Because like you said, Ronald McDonald, he's a clown. And the Hamburglar, he's a guy who steals burgers. That part makes sense. That, like, it, within the context of being like a mascot for a fast food restaurant and a villain. But then there's the Grimace, who is this weird purple monster. And then the other character is like a talking bird.
Aren't there also talking nuggets too? Aren't there like little kid nuggets?
That's the other thing I was going to say is that then there's also Mayor McCheese and then the little chicken nuggets that are like anthropomorphized. So it's like some of them are anthropomorphic food. Some of them are humans. And then even within the human subsection, Ronald McDonald is a guy with makeup and the Hamburglar is like a body horror deformed person with a giant head. And then there's the Grimace, which is just a fictional creature. And then there's a giant talking bird.
Which one is the bird? I don't remember the bird.
It's like a yellow bird woman with like a pilot's hat, like a 1940s pilot hat on.
I'm going to look up this photo. Oh, yeah. What is her name? Birdie the Early Bird. Oh, Birdie the Early Bird's first identifiable female character used in McDonald's and McDonaldland commercials introduced in 1980 to promote the company's new breakfast items. She's a yellow bird in a pink jumpsuit with a flight cap and scarf. But if she's supposed to be like getting up early in the morning and going, why wouldn't she wear like pajamas or like, why is she a pilot? Just because she can fly? Because she's a bird? But birds aren't pilots for planes. They just can fly.
But also, like, she's a bird. So there's, like, anthropomorphic animals. And then there's anthropomorphic food. And then there's just regular humans. And then there's fictional, mythical creatures all just put together. Like, the internal logic of the universe is just insane.
But the thing, bring it back to the Noid, though, the thing that's interesting is that the Noid feels like that second or third generation of corporate mascot characters. Like, it feels like there should be, like, Domino, the dog, who's a Dalmatian, and, like, he there, and he goes, bark, bark, buy some pizza, bark, bark. Like, that's the, like, cheesy, dumb 60s, 70s idea of, like, we gotta market our pizza to kids, right? But they just skipped that, and they went to, like, we're gonna introduce this weird villain.
That's a guy wearing a rabbit.
And in terms of a story dynamic, who is the Noid fighting? He's like making these annoyances, but for the end consumer, which means the protagonist of the story is the corporate manifestation of Domino's.
No, bro, the protagonist is you. You are the hero in this story. And the Noid is your nemesis.
Sure, he's the one that's keeping the pizza from me, but Domino's is the one that's having the conflict with him. Domino's is the thing that's allowing me to avoid the Noid.
Okay, so then the hero is the working class.
This is so much more. There's more thought in this conversation about what the Noid is and isn't than anyone who worked on the Noid.
Before we move on to the rest of the story, we just have to. Now that we've firmly established the very strange topography of the Noid concept and just the character design, we have to do a like Will Vinton appreciation discussion because Will Vinton is like, he's weirdly like the punk rock claymation artist that weirdly pops up in a lot of places, but nobody knows about him. He's not talked about in any of the big conversations of like the really like the classic iconic animators of the 1970s and 80s. But if you see Will Vinton's work, it's very iconic and very familiar looking. And if you're like our age or older, you saw his work tons of times. And it's like the Noid. The California Raisins, a bunch of like, if you ever saw animation, if you ever saw claymation in like the 80s, it was probably Will Vinton. It was likely him. And you recognize his work immediately. And there's also, he animated this movie called The Adventures of Mark Twain, which was, we just, let's look at some Will Vinton stuff. He was the claymation director on Return to Oz, that like scary Wizard of Oz sequel from the 80s. California Raisins, did some animation on Sesame Street. Yeah, he was the animation director for the PJs, that claymation show with Eddie Murphy. And this doesn't even list like his commercial work, because that's where there's gonna be a lot of stuff you recognize, like random commercials he worked on and stuff. But it doesn't even mention that. But yeah, he did a ton of stuff, and yeah, he's great. I love Will Vinton.
After its release, The Noid swelled in popularity so much that there was even talk of a Saturday morning cartoon planned about him and his family, which would have aired in 1988. However, this never materialized due to protests about the fact that this show was going to be used to sell pizza to kids. So this is also an interesting thing of like, you know, Thundercats, Transformers, G.I. Joe, all of these shows are literally just toy commercials. They're just, that's all, the only reason they exist is to sell toys. And obviously Domino's was like, maybe we can get into that fucking business and sell some fucking pizzas. And the powers that be were like, it's a step too far. You will not sell our children pizza.
Yeah, that's why famously in the first Ninja Turtles movies, they were clearly just trying to market pizza to kids. And then there was a huge backlash to the violence and the marketing pizza to kids. And so in TMNT 2 Secret of the Ooze, they drastically scaled down the violence in the movie. And also there's that iconic scene where Michelangelo's like, hey dudes, you guys want to get some quinoa bowls?
However, a computer game featuring the character called Avoid the Noid was released, as well as a Capcom-produced platformer called Yo Noid in 1990. However, these fun and silly advertising efforts were not thought of as highly by one man, Kenneth Lamar Noid. So this is a newspaper clipping featuring a photo of Kenneth Lamar Noid.
It's so funny. It's so funny that you, I mean, I guess it makes sense for the story, but it's so funny that you used this newspaper clipping, because so this episode idea is something that I basically put in our list of ideas to eventually do at some point. And it's just been in there forever. And the main inspiration behind me seeing this and it catching my attention and putting it into the list of ideas to do is because of this specific headline. Because, spoiler alert, this is like a story about a hostage situation and a deeply mentally ill man, and there a tense moment where people thought that some people were going to die. And the news headline for the story about this happening that this newspaper went with was Domino's can avoid Mr. Noid. Like, in this dark story.
It's fucking bleak, man.
They couldn't help making a little pun. This headline was the whole inspiration behind doing this episode. Because I laughed so hard at the idea of them like writing up this story about this really kind of dark thing that happened. And someone being like, I got the perfect headline.
So as Spandrew said, it's going to get real dark real quick. But first, what does Kenneth Lamar Noid look like? What's the vibe he's giving off?
I mean, honestly, like he's not giving off a lot for me to take. Like I'm having trouble coming up with like a Kenneth Lamar looks like for this. He kind of looks like the leader of some like 80s crust punk band. Like that's what I'm getting.
Kenneth Lamar Noid looks like someone who woke up in the morning, walked to the corner store, and then got their photo taken like without their knowledge. He's kind of got messed up hair. He's got like a half unzipped hoodie in this mugshot. And he doesn't even really look like he's aware there's a camera on him. He just looks like he's zoning out.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks less like a mugshot. And like I said, it looks like a promotional photo from some punk album.
On January 30th, 1989, a mentally ill man named Kenneth Lamar Noyd entered a restaurant in Chamblee, Georgia, armed with a .357 Magnum and held two employees hostage. The tense standoff lasted for 5 hours. The climax of the standoff was when Noyd made the Domino's owner call Tom Monahan, the Domino's headquarters owner, and demand $100,000 and a white limousine as a getaway car. As tensions rose, hostage negotiations seemed to be going well when they got Noyd to agree to exchange one of the hostages for Robert Anton Wilson's 1985 novel, The Widow's Son. However, after officers hand-delivered him a copy, he changed his mind. All the adrenaline and excitement caused Noyd to become hungry. He forced the two employees to make him two pizzas at gunpoint. As he put down his gun to begin eating the pizzas, the hostages fled. He was later charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, extortion, possession of a firearm during a crime, and other felonies. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity and spent the rest of his life in mental institutions. He died on February 23rd, 1995, which I think he died from suicide. I'm not sure. There's conflicting reports online. Before we get into more of the fallout of this, can you imagine you're being held ransom, you know, held hostage by a guy with a fucking gun, and then the pieces start to click in your brain and you're like, this dude is named Noyd?
Yo, yeah, I think that's what I would be thinking about. Like, I wouldn't be able to help it. It would be like a don't think about the elephant thing. Like, I'd be so scared for my life, but I would start to put the pieces together and be like, I think he's mad that it's called the Noyd. Like, I would be like, I think he's pissed off. It's like all there. It's all written out in stone. Like, you can, if you're really thinking about it, like you can tell what's going on before you even find out. Like, if some guy walked in with a gun and you slowly learned his name was Noyd, you'd be like, I think this guy's pissed and he thinks we're making fun of him. And he's like insane.
Like, I can't really, like, how does that come out where he's like, my name is Kenneth Lamar Noyd and I'm angry about the Noyd? Or does he just come in there and he's just like, how the fuck are you guys doing this to me? And they're like, what do we do? We didn't do anything to you. How the fuck could you? How could you do? I know you're mocking me. I've literally never met you before, sir. And then over the course of that argument, you figure out his name is the Noyd and it all clicks into place and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die because of some weird marketing campaign.
Yeah. And like, you really are sure you're going to die. Because the other thing I was thinking was, that whole event, that was pure chaos. Like, if somebody comes in with a gun and they're like, I will release these hostages in exchange for a white limousine getaway and $100,000. And then they say, I'll trade one of the hostages for a book. And then they change their mind when they're given the book. I'd be like, he's going to fucking murder us. This guy's insane. This isn't like, oh, we're going to make it out of this. And he just wants some money. This guy's going to kill us and there's nothing we can do about it. He's fucking insane.
Yeah, there's no reasoning with him because he's just not on the same. He's not on the same planet. As
he's
the rest
mad
of us.
Because his name is Noyd. Like, we're fucked. We're going to die.
We are straight up going to die. This motherfucker has a .357 Magnum. But also, how funny is it that they get out because he's hungry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he's like, make me some fucking pizza. Like, and honestly, like, I think they might have died if that hadn't happened. I think he might have fucking killed him.
If he had just eaten like a sandwich that morning, they would have been fucked.
And if they had been too scared to take the opportunity and make a break for it.
Toast. They'd be dead. Okay. So we've got this newspaper, Associated Press newspaper article. You want to read this bad boy?
Chamblee, Georgia. A man named Noyd, apparently upset about the like-named character in Domino's pizza commercials, held two hostages at gunpoint nearly 5 hours Monday in a bungled holdup at a Domino's outlet, police said. Two shots were fired by the gunman, who was taken into custody around 5 p.m., but no one was injured, police said. Kenneth Lamar Noyd, 22, of Albany, was having an ongoing feud in his mind with the owner of the Domino's Pizza about the Noid commercials, said Sergeant Mark Bender, a police detective. Apparently, he thinks they're aimed at him. The advertisements urge customers to buy pizza from Domino's in order to avoid a Noid, an animated caped gremlin who, the ad says, turns pizza cold and makes the cheese stick to the box. The standoff in this northeast Atlanta suburb began at noon Monday when the gunman tried to rob the pizza place but failed, Police Chief Reed Miller said. Two shots were fired shortly after police arrived, but the gunman apparently was not trying to hit anything, and his hostages, both employees of the pizza place, simply ran out of the store shortly before 5 p.m. He turned his back for a minute, and one ran out of the door, Miller said. The second one then ran out of the door, and fortunately, he was not shot at. Miller said the man wanted $100,000 and an unidentified library book in return for the hostages' release. He said the man acted irrationally at times, making it difficult for police to communicate with him. Noid was being charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, and theft by extortion in connection with the hostage-taking event. No bond has been set.
That is, it's just, it doesn't even seem like a real story, almost. It's like, how is this fucking possible that... I mean, anything is possible, especially when you're this mentally ill, obviously. But it's just so fucking deeply strange that he would... A, that what are the odds that someone is named Noid? And it's spelled the same way? That's so weird. I wonder if he was like, the fact that it's a man in a costume is making fun of me, as well as the name. Or if, like, if it was like a gremlin named Noid, would it have like a separation and he wouldn't be as...
Yeah, see, they should have made it a little creature. They fucked up. They went with their weird little whim. They made it a weird little dude in a costume, and they got on one guy's bad side, and they fucked up.
They really did. Did you ever see any of these ads on the air?
No. I think the first time I ever heard about the Noid was like in Family Guy. I think like one of the random cutaways to the Noid, and I was like, what is the Noid? And then later on I saw commercials on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, and I mean obviously this is before my time, so I wasn't even really familiar with it until you put it in that big list that we have, and we're like, let's do an episode on the Noid, and I was like, what the fuck is the Noid?
Yeah, it was just like a pop cultural frame of reference where it was like referenced in things, avoid the Noid, and then eventually I like looked up the commercials or something. And I don't even remember where I saw this story. I came across the story at some point, and like I said, I was really struck by the fact that in the face of this bleak story, they still made like a jokey little pun headline as if it was like a puff piece.
Yeah, it seems in bad taste. I mean, I guess the only way that they could kind of get away with it is because nobody died, but still, just seems, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of what it is. It's like nobody died, so because nobody died, it was easier for them to just basically make it into a joke. But it's not really a joke, right? It's like nobody died, and you could just be like, oh, that was fucking nuts, but at least everybody's okay. But also, like, there's like this man who's deeply mentally ill, who's clearly going through a really bad time. I mean, he ends up committing suicide. Like, it's super dark for that guy. But if you don't care about that and you're just like, oh, like he's a fucking crazy guy who gives a shit, then you can turn it into kind of a joke.
Yeah, the main like call out box text here in this article says the man told the two hostages that he was hungry and they cooked him two pizzas with everything. While he ate the pizzas, they escaped.
Yeah, it's just like a joke. It's just like, oh, look how fucking stupid and crazy this guy is.
Yeah, there's not a lot of empathy or for either side, either the people who were hostages or the other thing that's kind of interesting to me is that no one lists the names of the hostages, which I guess is good. Like, you don't, if that something like that happened to you, I guess you don't want to be defined by being a hostage for the rest of your life. But it's just interesting that they're just like, trust us, there were two people, they were hostages. You don't need to know their names. There was just two people. Don't worry about it.
And those people went on to be Bryan Cranston and fucking the kid from The Last of Us show. Little known fact, they both started out as Domino's employees in the 80s.
I appreciate the long walk that we had to go for that. I respect your commitment to a bit.
I was trying to think of a young kid actor who couldn't possibly have been alive, and I just couldn't think of any kid actors because I'm 35 or 34, however old I am.
More like 69, am I right?
You are. That actually is my age. That's my emotional age. That is creepy. There's that just that one part of your face is moving. It's like one of those mattresses where you can put a wine glass on it and then drop a bowling ball on it and it doesn't knock it over. It's like it's not affecting any other part of your face to do that.
This is not going in the show. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the weirdest thing about this story to me is that so after this all happens, you know, a couple years later, the Noid gets retired. Domino's stops.
First of all, they were just like, there's no coming back from this. Like, we got to get rid of the Noid.
But the weird thing is they don't do it immediately. It's like 2 years later when they retire him, which is so strange. Like, you would think that they would just be like, hostage situation? Never again. But maybe, there were more wheels in motions. They'd already put money towards ad commitment space, whatever. And so he ran for another, like, 2 years before they pulled the plug. But they've also brought him back multiple times since then, which I guess is fine. Like, how many people, like, I don't know. I'm sure somebody somewhere is dressed like Ronald McDonald and done something, you know, abhorrent. But for whatever reason, the length of time of some of those other mascots feels more applicable, whereas the Noid only existing for this small window in the 80s and then coming back every time, it's like, yeah, but isn't this kind of related to that guy who like held up somebody as in a hostage situation?
That just makes it cooler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Corporate mascots that don't have hostage situations associated with their brand awareness. That shit's for the birds.
Yeah, because like now it's like you're not just avoiding like the cheese getting stuck to the roof of the box or whatever. You're avoiding a full-scale hostage situation. You have to become a hostage negotiator every time you order Domino's.
let's watch some of this clip of the new Noid commercials that they brought back. Compare and contrast. See if we think it's good. See if we think it's bad.
To deliver you pizza, which is why we're testing driverless delivery powered by Nuro. And it's got someone back to their old habits. Avoid the Noid when you get any two or more medium two-topping Domino's pizzas delivered for just $5.99 each.
Deeply weird.
I don't even think that they understand what the Noid... I don't think they understand what the Noid is because, like, visually, character design-wise, and once again, I never thought about this, but it's a guy wearing, like, pajamas. But then, like, he has, like, a weird creature-y voice. Like, that voice, it's like got, like, a weird effect on it. It sounds like a little creature of some sort.
And he's, like, 9 inches tall.
You're like, what the fuck is the Noid?
Fucked if I know, man. He's like a little man, but he's also a gremlin.
The Dave Baker story?
Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking asshole. you fucking bastard. you. If you didn't have the same face as my dearly departed best friend, I probably wouldn't hang out with you anymore, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's my insurance policy.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, the story of the Noid is it's fascinating on one level and kind of like weirdly banal on another. Like, on one level to me, the fact that it sparked this kind of horrible altercation that then seemingly didn't immediately impact the brand is kind of weird and interesting. Also, the fact that it from a corporate messaging standpoint, it just seems really confusing. Like, I don't really know, like, he should be called like Mr. Inconvenience or like, you know, the Mayhem Man, or you know what I mean? Like,
it's, that's crazy that you said that, because that's literally, there's already a thing like that. What insurance company is it?
Oh yeah, they have Mayhem, right?
Yeah, there's an ad campaign for an insurance company that is just the Noid, but it's like the way more coherent version of the Noid, where it's like, it's a guy and he's called Mayhem, and he's like the physical embodiment of Mayhem, and he's the guy that causes all the shit to happen that makes you need insurance.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's how you do the Noid, but they didn't. They did this weird thing.
Yeah. It's like that. That's like the May, that insurance thing with Mayhem or whatever. That's like the pitch that you're in the room and everyone's like, oh, this is genius. Like, yes, this is going to be such a hit marketing campaign for us. The Noid is the like, what the fuck? How did anybody greenlight this? It's charming in a way, and I kind of am glad it got made, other than the fact that it caused this mental health spiral in this guy, and I don't love that, and I think that's sad. But I kind of love that it exists because it's so strange. But how did it get approved, and who was just like, yeah, this version of this idea is literally what we need to go into the commercial?
It's just deeply strange. Deeply strange, and kind of not in a way that is cool, just in a kind of confusing way.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Yeah, it's not in that way of just like, I don't know how this got made, but I'm like, it's so great, I love it so much. It's just like it's like the bad version of weird, because, you know, I often use weird in a positive way, but this is the bad version of weird.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm on paper, this sounds like something I would love. In execution, it's something I'm just kind of generally annoyed and confused by.
Oh, they did it! Mission accomplished!
God damn it. God damn it. Yeah, it's not Domino's greatest moment, I have to say. Not their best marketing campaign, I suppose. But then again, I can't think of a single other Domino's marketing campaign, so maybe it is great.
Well, actually, that's the interesting thing is, like, despite the fact, like, I always thought of Domino's as, like, the other one of Pizza Hut. Like, to me, Pizza Hut was the pizza, and then Domino's was just the other one. And then whenever we were in, like, high school, then, like, Papa John's came around, and then Papa John's was like, oh, there's, like, this is, like, the even more generic knockoff pizza that you can get if Domino's or Pizza Hut are too expensive or whatever. But oddly enough, like, Domino's has, like, basically, so in like 2019, they were reported as being the fastest growing company, like food service company in the country. And they had this major resurgence, whereas Pizza Hut has been on a steady decline for years, and they've filed bankruptcy, or they've almost filed bankruptcy, and they're just like not doing well financially, and they've had trouble like rebranding. But Domino's specifically has flourished, and it's because a couple of years ago they did an ad campaign that was funny enough, and I didn't even think about this before, but this is very resonant of what we're talking about with the Noid, where it's like, this is confusing and it seems counterintuitive. But they did an ad campaign a couple years ago that was basically about how Domino's sucks. Like, they did a thing where it was Italian grandmas trying Domino's, and they were just like, this is terrible. And then they were like, they're basically like, we know that our food sucks, and now we're going to be better. And then their whole ad campaign was like, we suck, but we're going to improve. And then they did a bunch, and then they started like serving like other things that weren't pizza. Like, they started serving pasta and stuff. And then like it worked, and they got like massively repopular again.
So when I was in, I was not aware of this. I was not aware of this story. I was not aware of this grand postmodern resurgence of, I was not aware of any of this. But I will say, when I was in England, the place, there was a Domino's down the street from the place I was living. And it was like 10 o'clock at night and we picked up the keys and there was literally nothing open. 11 o'clock, something like that. Nothing open except for this Domino's. And I was like, really? We're going to eat Domino's? Domino's fucking sucks, dude. Domino's sucks. I don't want to eat fucking Domino's. There's nothing else open. We hadn't eaten anything all day. So we go in there. We get a cheapy little $10 pizza. Walk back to this Airbnb that we're staying at before moving to the house that we were going to be living in for the next month when we were in England. That shit was delicious.
That's the thing. They completely changed their recipe and had this whole thing where they were like, our food is different now.
I was shocked. Shocked. Like, we were like walking down the street in England eating this Domino's pizza. And initially I was so grumpy that I was eating this fucking shitty American, you know, corporate pizza. And first bite, I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? Domino's is good now? When did this happen? What the fuck? It was unreal. Unreal.
Yeah, we get Domino's fairly frequently. And we avoid the Noid entirely because my wife refuses to get delivery. We go and pick it up.
Sometimes avoiding the Noid gives you some benefits, you know? Like, you get to have pizza that is not delivered. I don't know. I didn't have anything. I don't have a broader point. I was trying to come up with a punchline as I was going. Didn't work.
Yeah, we get Domino's. I think it's pretty good. And I also think that, like, there's some kind of transformation that happens when you become a dad where you just start liking thin crust pizza. Because when I was a kid, my dad would always get thin crust pizza. And I was like, this isn't pizza. Pizza is a circle that's cut into little triangles and it's got a crust and it's like thick. This is not pizza. This is like savory toast or something. But now I'm all about that thin crust.
Full character arc right there, folks. Full character arc. Well, I don't have much more to say about the Noid. Spandrew, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, not really. I think, yeah, it's like it's an interesting little story. There's not really a whole lot to it, obviously. The bigger thing to me is just the fact that, like, this doesn't happen more often. All of the things that had to be in play for this dude to be struggling with his mental health issue and then see this advertising campaign using his name and then go into a Domino's and hold people at gunpoint. Like, you know, you think shit like this happen all the time. Like, not just based on this Rube Goldberg machine of circumstances. So it's kind of strange that stuff like this doesn't happen more frequently. But I was struck by the headline that uses this little jokey pun, even though the story is actually kind of dark, and it's sad that this guy was so in the grips of mental illness that he thought that a company was targeting him with a advertising campaign meant to mock him. Like, that's very sad. Like, you know, you can dehumanize it and say, oh, this guy's fucking crazy, but just think about where you have to be mentally to be convinced that a pizza chain is making fun of you. Like, that's a bad place. And it's sad for this dude. I don't condone holding people at gunpoint, but it's very sad that this dude had this life and ended up, you know, dying a few years later. But otherwise, it's just a very strange little story. And I think it's very funny and fucked up that they use that pun in that headline for a news article about this.
I'm Dave Baker.
And I'm Spandrew Spice.
This has been Deep Cuts. If you'd like to find me on the internet, you can do so at heydavebaker.com. Spandrew, where can people find you?
You can find me trying to fuck with your pizza delivery the every step of the way. The whole time it's being driven to your house, I'm in there. I'm trying to piss in it. I'm trying to touch my balls onto it. Like, I'm trying to do all of the shit. So, you know, if you can avoid the spice, good on you. But just letting you know, there's probably been some balls on your pizza. Just want you to know that. And you can't find me on social media because I don't use social media. But if you want to pay respects to the dear beloved proper property and buy his book, Deadbolt AI Private Eye, you can go to daprice.com, pick that up. You can follow us on social media at Deep Cuts on Facebook, or join our Facebook group, the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. You can join our I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know where I am. Our Discord. Yeah. bit.ly.com/DeepCutsDiscord. You can talk about the show, make memes. You can follow us on Instagram at Deep Cuts Pod. You can go to our website, deepcutspod.com, and buy hats, and you can buy our pizza, Deep Cuts Pizza. Avoid the Dave. Deep Cuts is a production by Boy Genius Media. If you'd like to find this show and others like it, please visit boygeniusmedia.com or deepcutspod.com.
If you want to join in on post-episode discussions, please join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel for additional video content.